Welcome back to All Rights Reserved, your exclusive entertainment law and law school podcast with your hosts, Kayla and Suna. In today's episode, we're going to be reflecting on our law school journey, how 3L is going, talk about bar prep a little bit, because it's all coming to an end slowly, slowly. And we thought that we could leave you with this until we come back in the fall to actually continue this podcast.
Yeah, and I've had such a good time. I can't believe, you know, we started this podcast over a year ago. Yeah. That just blows my mind. And now that law school is coming to an end.
I know.
It's so surreal. At least we found out that our graduation is in person. So that's really great news for us.
I'm super excited about that. And like, even though it was a little late notice, they're like, they booked the Rose Bowl, which I wasn't expecting. So that's going to be really fun. But yeah, it's been a wild ride. I mean, to think that we've studied half of law school remotely is pretty crazy to me too.
Absurd. it does scare me a little bit just because, you know, during 1L and half of 2L, we were so used to, you know, making sure that we memorized and we would always, you know, we were studying such a certain way. And then now that everything's open book, it makes it a little bit harder now because I'm so reliant on my open book. I need to, I need to try to take a step back and actually try to memorize and try to, you know, implement what I used to do in 1L again for the bar. I think that's a really important skill to learn. I think
absolutely.
I actually prefer law school closed book because it forces you to actually like learn and memorize. Because I mean, it's preparing you for the bar ultimately.
Yeah, I agree. I think
like if the bar was open book, then sure.
Yeah,
you could open book,
it's a test taking skill for sure. Like, I've come to find that I might rely on my outlines for like specific rule statements or elements or something, but like this last round of finals and even the remedies midterm that I had to take, that was an essay. I felt that the more practice I did, the more likely I was to remember the rules. So that part was nice. So like, I tried to just write them up as best I could. And then it was nice to be able to at least like reference my notes and stuff. But if you're a 1L who has known nothing but remote law school up until this point, just highly, highly recommend like learning ways to memorize stuff that's going to work for you because ultimately on the bar exam, you're going to have to regurgitate it from memory, which is a scary feeling knowing that we have like what 14 subjects that we have to know.
That's been my what I've learned being doing regular 1L and then remote obviously half of 2L and 3L and even studying for the bar is like I am not the type of person that has a good memory to begin with. I don't have good memory retention. That's just how it is. But anytime I've actually like it's not like I sit down and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go memorize this, but instead I'm really just trying to understand it. Yeah. And so when I understand it, then I can actually recall it and then I don't have to regurgitate it verbatim. But I mean, even when I think about it back in 1L, I remember I had a friend who, you know, she would just memorize the rules and she never understood what the rules meant. And, you know, she actually didn't even come back to school the year after. And I think that attributed to the fact that, like, I think she just focused on rote memorization and she didn't actually give herself the chance to learn and understand it because even when you take the bar exam, they don't even care if you mess up the rules.
It's
rule
analysis.
Statement. The rule statement is like one or 2 points. It's all analysis.
Absolutely.
So if you can issue spot, then like, you're golden.
Yeah, totally. And like, I remember what class was I in? I don't, or maybe it was a Themis video. I don't remember. But whoever the professor was saying how like some students, like sometimes in like state bar released answers, you'll see just like headings for everything and rule statements without analysis because like the person who was taking the test just wanted to get it all on the paper so they wouldn't forget.
Right.
But yeah, I totally agree because all of the points mainly, especially on the bar exam essays that we've done so far, all of it mainly comes from analysis and organization and somewhat having the right rules. or like at least having the right idea because
they're the not elements.
Yeah, of course, like that basic stuff, but like, you know, they're not going to care if you memorize a sentence in a certain format. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's ever happened on the bar, but yeah.
I actually saw on one of these like Facebook groups for the bar, this one guy was saying how he ended up like getting his highest graded essay. Mm-hmm. I think he got like a 70 or something. Nice. Like on the bar. But the reason he got such a high score is like he actually wrote on the paper, like, I don't know this rule, but I know what it's talking about. And he just wrote his analysis and he still got the highest.
That's grade. Amazing. I mean,
granted, the only reason he knew of his score was because he didn't pass that time. But like, I think it's very funny, you know, reflecting back on it, like, he literally got his highest score and he didn't even know the rule.
No, for sure. And I was speaking with a student from our school who recently passed the bar. And she was also saying, like, if you go really hard on MBE and if you do really well on the MBE section, you could literally get a 0 on like 2 essays, but still pass, which kind of made me feel a little bit better. But at the same time, like, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. That stresses me out because my strong suit is writing. My strong suit is writing. So
that was mine.
I mean, listen, it stresses me out. But like, I think being in bar prep is so much more comforting than being a 2L and 1L because
absolutely.
I thought about the process and I would have so much anxiety. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do that? How am I going to learn 3,500 rules? But then now that I'm in it, I feel so much calmer about it.
Well, the other thing that I've started to notice, because Kayla and I are both taking MBE this semester, and because our school makes us take bard preparedness courses and stuff, and we did Cal Bar writing last semester. But anyway, what I've started to notice is very like concepts that are applicable across a lot of topics, like
specific
reasonableness or like balancing or whatever. And I think that makes it a little bit easier to remember things if you remember the logic behind it, like you were saying, because a lot of the principles are the same across different topics. So that's been really great. Right. And I completely agree. Like, I'm really glad that we have been taking bar prep classes since basically the fall, because it demystified it. It made it less scary because we learned what it is. Like, you have the essays, you have a performance test, like this is how you should attack a multiple choice question. Like, here are some tips or whatever. And I think that took the unknown out of it for me, because like oftentimes, like if I have a big project or if I have a new assignment that I've never, like in a topic or a type of assignment I've never done before, I'm always scared of it because I don't know what it is. But when I know what it is, I feel better equipped to handle it and take it step by step.
Exactly.
So that's how I feel right now. Like, yes, it's a scary, daunting exam. However, I know what's expected of me. I know what I need to do. It's just a matter of doing it. So
it's so straightforward.
Yeah.
Like we know what we need to do to pass, which is fine.
And so that part
makes
nice.
Me feel better. I think that's why 3L has been so chill.
Yeah.
Because it's 3L, been like early bar prep. And then I feel like even though I am taking, you know, Wills and Trust, and last semester it was Concrim Pro. I mean, I don't know. I feel so much more calm and calculated, and I know what I need to do now.
Yeah.
And everything is just so much more straightforward.
Yeah. And I think that speaks to the fact that you figured out what works for you too. Cause like, remember your first semester in 1L, you were saying how like your mental health was so bad and you had really bad exam anxiety and stuff. And I think that the fact that you can be in 3L about ready to take the bar now and feel more confident in yourself and more, you know, confident in your abilities, I think that's great. It means that you learned what works for you. And that's part of the process that is law school, I think.
Definitely. I mean, trust the process really is a thing.
And also, you know, if you're a 1L or even a 2L who's listening right now, try to get credits for classes through other stuff. Like if you have an internship that you can get credit for, or if there are other things that you can front load right now, we totally recommend having your last semester of law school be way more relaxed as relaxed as like, you know, realistically possible, because you're going to start thinking about the bar, you're going to get a little scared, and then at least you'll have a little bit of time to, you know, get oriented. Like if you're not taking a bar prep class or if your school doesn't offer them, you can at least like start to learn more about it, or, you know, figure out or get early access to bar prep materials through whatever company you choose and stuff like that. So
I agree.
I think that I'm a big fan of front loading. Like that's why I took Wells and Trust last semester. Like this semester, I only have three classes, and one of them honestly is a little bit of a joke. So like I don't really count that as a class, and the other two classes are MBE and remedies. So it's like, both relevant classes. Yeah. And I think that like, I would also suggest to any 1Ls or 2Ls or maybe even 3Ls listening right now, or soon to be 3Ls, so it would only be 1Ls and 2Ls, to take as many bar tested subject classes at your school as possible, because our school has them as requirements, but some schools don't. But I would definitely suggest taking them. Like, I don't think remedies is mandatory for us, or is it? I'm not entirely sure, but...
I'm not sure.
Well, because I remember a friend was saying he was going to elect to not take remedies. But
it's
now
possible. Yeah,
it's possible. So I would, you know, look at what subjects are on the bar exam that you're going to take. I'm pretty sure they're pretty much the same across the board, but I know some like it states is, have different ways of phrasing them or whatever. But take them while you're in law school. Like you're paying a lot of money to be there and your goal is to take the bar and pass the bar. So the sooner you start to learn the concepts, the better. Because when I look back, I've mainly just done bar tested subjects entertainment classes. Like that's literally all I've done in law school.
I think that's great. And I pretty much have the same philosophy as you. I also front loaded like crazy. I think 1L and 2L were insane, and I worked, and that was why I got so many units, is because of my work schedule. It wasn't because I took extra classes, but now that I'm in two classes, I have so much free time that I just do random multiple choice, or I'm writing an essay here and there. And it honestly has relaxed my mind so much. And I think, it's cool to take, you know, classes that interest you, but you know, you just want to become an attorney at this point. So it's like, if you actually are interested in entertainment or you're interested in any type of other law, go work in that sector.
It's classes possible. Aren't mandatory for that at all. You'll learn way more on the job. That's true.
Way more. So even though like I didn't really take that many entertainment courses, I only took about like two or three. I mean, it was worth it for me. I know sometimes I regret it, because I'm like, okay, you know, like the school is well known for it and they had so many opportunities and so much to learn. But the amount that I've learned on the job, I can't ever trade for a class.
I completely agree. I think it depends on, you know, your individual situation and stuff, but the goal is to get as much work experience so that you are hireable when you're job hunting eventually. Just because, I mean, especially in an industry such as entertainment, where your skills are like, there aren't a lot of positions where they're open to just training someone cold out of law school. Like they're going to want someone with at least one or two internships in that field. I think that's definitely important. I mean, when I look back on everything, honestly, like school was a lot, but my focus was always the jobs that I had, because honestly mattered more to me, even though obviously school mattered for other reasons, but I didn't make school my only priority while in law school. And I think it's healthy to do that, because otherwise like your whole personality becomes that you're a law student. Like what, is there nothing else interesting about you, you know?
And I totally agree.
It's important to find that balance. And I think it's good. And actually a lawyer that I spoke to a few months ago told me this, it's important to find that balance prior to becoming a lawyer so that you can maintain that balance when you become a lawyer, because she said that, you know, being a lawyer is a lot like being in law school in the sense that you always have a lot of priorities, and there are some, you know, stages or phases in a project or whatever it is where you feel like you don't have time to breathe. And then there's some stages where you're like comfortable and like everything is great, but she was, you should find things that ground you. You should find things that are not your work or school that you enjoy doing, so mm-hmm. that, you know, so that you can stay sane, essentially. So I've been trying to do that a little bit more after talking to her, because I just thought that was such great advice. But yeah, I mean, looking back on law school, I honestly don't regret anything. I think that it played out just the way I hoped it would when I came in, because I did a lot of research before making the decision to do entertainment law, and it's been great. I mean, honestly, I've always loved learning, and law school was perfect for that. I mean, even though I, you know, we were required to take classes that I wasn't remotely interested in, I still get like a little high when I figure something out that's difficult. And I learn it and I can remember it and apply it. And like law school was a lot of that. So I think, like my brain has grown for sure. Like I'm definitely not the same person I was when I started, but I'm a better version of myself, I feel like. And that makes me more happy. Worldly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's
so
like
much more about real life situations and world, like even, you know, like constitutional laws, like there's so much about like the Supreme Court and president powers and stuff like that I literally never knew. And stuff, and also even like creating an LLC or, you know, like landlord tenant laws. I mean, it's just so many things that you think are like a normal person should know, and you should be taught this in high school and college, but they don't teach it to you.
Absolutely. I think law school is very practical in a lot of ways. Yeah. Like even if you don't become a lawyer, you learn to think like a lawyer. Like even if you went to law school and then later decided, okay, I don't want to be at a law firm or whatever.
Definitely.
I think it teaches you critical thinking skills. It teaches you how to synthesize large amounts of information and simplifying things. It teaches you to be a better speaker, a better thinker.
Right.
And also I definitely feel that I've become more confident in expressing myself, because I feel like, you know, before all of this started, I was always just so uncertain, like, oh, like what if I get it wrong or whatever. But now I'm like, you know what? I get it wrong. I get it wrong. I'll own up to it. At least I'm trying, and there's nothing wrong in me expressing myself and being honest and transparent.
Oh yeah. You know?
So yeah.
Oh I yeah. Mean, like,
yeah.
I should have not been so scared about getting cold calls.
I know,
and
right?
It like,
so nerve-wracking.
Like no one cares. Yeah. Everyone gets it wrong. It's better to get it wrong, because then you actually learn something from it.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I, yeah, like definitely reflecting back on law school, which is crazy to me.
I know, right?
Yes, of course, I wish I did better. The reason, you know, it's not that I was not smart enough. It's not that I wasn't capable enough. I just wasn't in the correct headspace to really succeed, which honestly just really like, it hurt me in the sense where I didn't do as well as I needed to or wanted to, but that's okay. I still worked hard. I worked hard 2L. I worked hard 3L. My GPA is great now, like brought it up significantly. And yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm glad that happened then.
Yeah.
Because now I'm in such a good space where I know that I can handle what is being, you know, thrown at me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like such a more confident person. And I really, really, I mean, obviously I think this has to do with the fact that I'm getting older, but also I'm getting more confident and I'm just more confident in my abilities, especially with working and stuff like that. Like I feel like going into the job market, I actually have something to offer. I'm not an imposter as much as I think.
Honestly, I was thinking about that recently too. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm still like a newbie lawyer or whatever, or I will be. But I think now I feel like I have more concrete skills that I can offer and like being more honest and upfront about it. And that totally agree with you there.
I just feel like an overall more well-rounded person. I feel smarter. I feel more confident. And I honestly wouldn't give up going to law school for anything. I mean, thinking back on it, yes, it did have a toll on my mental health, but I mean, that's just life, and that's just being a normal person.
Well, and you also
with feelings.
Yeah, that's true. And like, and I think that it's also important that you say that, because you have to learn to cope with your anxiety or your stress. So you have to find things that help you be able to navigate life. And I think, I think that's, we need to be talking about mental health more, especially in the legal profession. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the thing that I'm most grateful for is that I can finish law school and be confident that like, this is what I was meant to do. Like I have no doubts about it at
all. That's cute.
That this is what I want to do. And like, I'm just grateful for that. Cause I know that not everyone is as lucky to feel that way when they're graduating or like, but I think that also goes to, you know, going to law school for the right reasons. Cause it's not a get rich quick scheme at all.
No,
and it's hard. So it's like, you know, don't just do it cause like you want to get a grad degree. Do it because, you know, do it for the right reasons, do it for whatever it is you're passionate about.
I completely agree. And I think both of us have come to terms with that. I think we both are went to law school for a reason. And I'm really glad that we actually have a goal in mind and we know what we want to do. And I think we, I think what we did in law school was the best thing we could have done. I don't see us doing another type of trajectory in any way, shape or form. Like I don't see myself like, I just think everything that needed to happen happened. And I totally believe in that, like if something's going to happen, I believe that it will happen. Everything happens for a reason. So even the fact that I got rejected to like pretty much every other school I applied to.
Yeah.
And who literally told me to my face, you will not succeed in law school and you may not pass the bar.
How so for, rude.
Like thinking about that and reflecting about that, where like the LSAT literally has nothing to do with law school or your capabilities or taking the bar. Like it's, it makes me laugh at this point. Cause I'm like, no, I can totally take, I can totally pass the bar. I can totally become a competent and great attorney. And it doesn't matter where I went to school. It doesn't matter what my GPA was, you know, the, who, what do you call a doctor who's at the bottom of their class? A doctor.
A doctor. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And I think like, I think that we both approached law school more as, okay, we need to do these classes and get this degree so we can pass the bar and ultimately do what we're interested in. But we were also very strategic. Like we networked, we got the internships, you know, we got the experience and like, but even when it comes to, you know, academic accomplishments, we learned how to take an exam and how to study for an exam and what works best for us, what doesn't work for us, all that stuff. So like, I feel good about my abilities going into bar prep because of that.
Yeah.
Cause like when I was in school, my end game was never finals. My end game was passing the bar. So I kept trying to do things that would get me closer to that, or at least give me the skills to take me past the finish line. But yeah, with that being said, we also wanted to talk about the bar exam a little bit more, talk about how we chose our, the bar prep company that we're going with, if we have any plans on how we're going to study yet and stuff, because we thought maybe it could be useful to hear our perspective so far. If, I mean, we're going to see if it works, obviously, fingers
Fingers all
the way crossed.
Well, well, if you've made it this far, I actually have some good news for you. Something that, you know, I always heard of, but never really thought about it or put it into action until too well, was that your bar prep companies, they need representatives. And so you can really, you know, you can score. If you reach out to your bar prep companies, especially as a 1L, your chance of getting that bar prep company's materials and program for free is so high. So what I did as a 2L is I reached out to, you know, the Themis rep and I said, like, hi, I'm interested in becoming a representative, blah, blah, blah. And I ended up, you know, referring out friends and stuff like that. And then
me being one of them.
And I ended up getting a significant discount and people don't really think about these things or be proactive about it. And so if you made it this far, you go ahead and you reach out to your bar prep person, because I promise you it will, you won't be thanking me in the long run. I expect to see a DM about it.
I was just going to say, you should definitely talk to your school's bar prep department. I'm sure they have one, or your academic success or I'm sure your school has a department that deals with bar prep and, you know, helping students academically. Ask them if they have any partnerships with bar prep companies, if they have any discount codes for mm-hmm. stuff. Cause like our school has a deal, well, not a deal, a partnership with Themis. So they were already giving the students from our school a little bit of a discount. But since Kayla and I were student right. reps, we got even more of a discount. And like, I am super happy about that because now I can also afford to get Adaptabar on top of Themis. Yeah. And more on how to choose all that stuff in a minute. But yeah, I think you should definitely do the student rep route. Cause like all it is like, oh, yeah. tell your friends why Themis is better than Barbary or vice versa. Or like why this program is supposed to be really great. Right. And then like update their names in a list. Like they're just trying, yeah, just they're just trying to get more people to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Which yeah. I don't blame, but I mean, you know, diving into Themis, at least for me, I think what was really helpful about it is we were able to get early access yeah. to the early bar prep. So I guess in
like March 17th, maybe it was March,
yeah. we were able. Yeah. So we were able to get access to videos mm-hmm. and, you know, watching videos is passive learning. It's very tedious, mm-hmm. but you know, it does help, mm-hmm. you know, when you're watching kind of just understanding what's going on a little bit, and they have little fillable template
I love that you can those fill in. The handouts yeah, for the lectures I love mm-hmm. those because they force yeah. me to pay attention to the video yeah. so like I like being exactly. able to fill them out, like really they help yeah. a lot. Yeah,
exactly. And even if you try to look at your phone or something, you're gonna miss a exactly. little part, and then you have to go back yeah. so just pay attention yeah. But the good thing about that is these bar prep companies, they allocate about 600 hours for those 10 weeks that you study. So that's pretty much like 9 hours a day. Mm-hmm. But if you're able and you know, have the ability to start early, you can watch the videos
yeah.
literally before you start bar prep. And that mm-hmm. will save you so many hours that you can be studying for 6-7 hours and take a Saturday or a Sunday off.
Yeah.
Like I'm so happy that we started early because now I actually have the ability to not be so stressed and then actually take a break and do
yeah,
things.
Or like to know that you have extra time. I mean, I think that like my goal, which is also what our school suggested that we try to do, is to finish the MBE topic videos before graduation. So yeah, that
which is what I did actually.
Yeah. Are you mm-hmm. all done with all of them?
Yeah, I'm almost. Really? I watched all of them. I actually watch them in tandem with what subject we're learning in the class as we're going. So I'm almost done with contracts.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to finish it this week.
Nice.
But, you know, I'm in Wills right now. So I actually watched Wills and Trust. I watched those videos.
Nice.
I'm probably going to watch PR soon just, you know, to get some more refreshments in my head. But yeah. I think it's a very smart idea because
that's nice.
The bar... To pass the bar, you need to practice. Mm-hmm. You can't be passively learning. You can't be reading outlines. You can't be watching videos. So if you do it early,
then
you'll understand and then you'll be able to apply it.
Yeah. And like my approach has also been, I have only done the videos for, I think, Crim Pro, and I'm halfway through contracts right now. Mm-hmm. And I also did a module of property. But my approach is going to be to watch all of those during finals, like for reading week, because that's going to be, I'm finally going to have the time to just sit down and have that be all that I do.
Well, you work. You've been working. I've had the ability.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, and the thing is like these past few weeks weren't supposed to be as busy as they ended up being, but
that's okay.
Yeah.
You got so totally much experience. Fine.
Well, and also, I can do the remedies videos now too, since I have a final for that.
Perfect.
And get those out of the way. And like remedies is a pretty short topic anyway. So,
And it overlaps with MBE.
It does. So like my other tip for anyone who feels nervous about the bar that has helped me is that throughout the CalBAR writing class that we had to take and MBE, I made my own outlines already for all of the subjects that we've covered. I'll probably have to edit them and change them when bar prep actually mm-hmm. starts, but I have a starting point, which makes me feel really happy because I'm always scared that I'm wasting time preparing to do something instead of just doing it. But I also like having an outline I can reference. And like, I know that I can't just use the Themis outlines and not have my own. So I've been doing that, and I have what, 8 outlines plus like PR and another one that we did. I can't remember.
You're going to have to show me what they look like, because yeah. I am so bad about making my own outlines. So you're going to have to show me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I might have to like reformat them, but I will share them with you. I've been using tables this time where I have like,
oh, smart.
It's one column is just like the rule, the element or whatever. And then the other column is the information, but I use the column on the left-hand side with like the title to add like little tips. Like this is love a common it. Decoy. Don't go for this one.
I love that.
And I find that having it that way is going to help for PR and evidence, because there are separate California rules for those.
Yeah.
And that was something that our Cal Bar writing professor actually said, that charts helped her last semester when she was teaching us. And like, I also like charts. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great.
But yeah, so my tip would be, alongside what Kayla was saying about watching the videos and like getting early access, if you can, is to also start making your own outlines, as review. You don't have to do anything intense before you graduate either. Like we're not saying like you need to devote 8 hours a day in March, but like, you know, do little things here and there. You probably have an extra hour somewhere in your schedule that you could devote to like, hey, I should look up something about this topic that I'm not sure about or whatever. So that makes me feel better as an overachieving, high functioning, anxious person.
But you can also literally just read, like they have those one sheets available that you can just like buy online or something. And then you could just read through that right before you go to bed, or literally when you're brushing your teeth or drinking coffee in the morning. Like you can literally just read through those. And looking at these one sheets have been so helpful for me, because it condenses information so much where I'm not stressed out by the amount of info that I'm trying to consume. So those are also good. And I think what I'm actually going to start doing is I'm going to buy like big posters and colored markers and kind of write out my own one sheet.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm thinking of getting a whiteboard and using it to like write stuff by memory. 'Cause a lawyer I know said that that's how he studied. Another lawyer told me that he recorded himself doing rule statements, which honestly could actually really work for me, because I love listening to podcasts. So what if I just made my own bar prep podcast for myself?
Yeah. And then just
for my ears only, I could listen to it like before I'm going to bed.
And then just go for a walk around Starbucks and listen to it.
So, I mean, it's going to be some trial and error, but if you are in the process of thinking about choosing a bar prep company right now, my other tip is most of the time these bar prep companies have free MPRE programs that you can test out, but they also have, I know Barbary and Themis both have 1L access, but through Themis, we got 2L, we got upper division as well. Barbary didn't, because I think it depends on if your school has a deal with them or something. But that's also a really great way to test which platforms you like the most. And for me, aside from the fact that I was going to get a discount on Themis, I had actually used Themis throughout 1L and 2L and was familiar with their video formats and like the handouts and stuff that they have. And I really enjoyed it. It worked for my learning style. That's another thing to keep in mind. Like if you're going to be studying for the MPRE soon, you should use both, both Themis and Barbary. And I think a lot of other states or a lot of other people do Kaplan. I don't know how popular Kaplan is for California, but I know it is in other states. So do you know, trying stuff out before buying it is always a good idea. And then, in addition, Kayla and I are talking about Adapt-A-Bar, which if you don't know what Adapt-A-Bar is, it is basically, an MBE resource that has like 3,000 questions. They have all of the, NCBE licensed questions, and then they have their own questions, which they've written, and your bar pro companies will have the licensed questions for sure as well. But I think Adapt-A-Bar has more of its own written questions than Themis might. I don't know about Barbary.
Yeah.
the cool thing about Adaptabar is that it tailors the questions to how you're doing. So if you're getting things consistently wrong, it'll start giving you more of those. And like you have more personalized analytics. And you can also do a 2-week free trial by doing their like test drive thing on Adaptabar. Right. So we're thinking of buying that as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to continue to go on about bar prep. I mean, I could go on about it, but it is a scary and daunting process, but it is manageable.
Treat it like a job, take it seriously, be disciplined about it and try to at least schedule things in ahead of time. Like this day, I'm not going to do anything. Like June 18th is my birthday. I am not going to touch bar prep on my birthday.
And June 19th is my friend's wedding.
There you go. So
I'm going to take it off in honor of your birthday, but like my 1L property professor like to always tell us, millions of people have done it before you and millions will do it after you. And you are not alone.
Exactly.
Just stick through it, persevere, and you will succeed.
Yeah, definitely. And as I always say, if you're not scared, you're not doing it right. So law school is all about pushing your comfort zones and trying new things and figuring it out as you go. And if you're listening to this and you're a tired 1L, a tired 2L, like there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You will get there. And we're always here for you guys. Unfortunately, this is our last episode for a while because we need to, you know, do finals and bar prep and take the bar at the end of July, and also just take time off after the bar because we are going to be exhausted, but we will be back this fall. In the meantime, make sure to keep in touch with us on Instagram at All Rights Reserved Podcast. And yeah, we've had a lot of fun doing these and I can't wait to come back and do more. Like,
me too.
It's been so much fun and you guys are awesome. And do you have any other closing remarks?
No, I just want to say thank you all so much for listening. Yeah. We've gotten such great feedback from all of you. I'm really glad that Suna and I have been able to, you know, help you in any way that we could.
Yeah.
And just know that our DMs are always open for you. Yeah. And best of luck with everything, guys. And we look forward to resuming this fall.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.